Wherever you are, we are your centerpiece for Black thoughts in America. It's News One Now with your host, Roland Martin.
We have seen previous stories dealing with police brutality, police crossing the line. And what often happens when these stories come up, critics will say, well, I'm sure the folks did something. I'm sure that was something that caused the cops to react the way they did. But this story out of Philadelphia is crazy, where these two brothers are walking down the street, minding their own business. And next thing you know, this police car pulls up on the side of them. Hey, I'm talking to you two. Come here. And you hear the brother saying, man, what do we do? And then one of the cops actually says, what were you doing speaking to the guy back there? And they go, we just said hello. Why did you say hi? People say, well, I doubt these things. But one of these young brothers actually punched the video camera on his phone, and it was all caught on tape, a 16-minute video. Right now, we're going to play a couple of minutes of that, and we come back. We're going to talk to William Bender, reporter with the Philadelphia Daily News, about this. But I want you to hear this altercation, because typically we do not catch it. Remember the Rodney King beating tape? We saw the video, didn't hear the audio. This time we see the video and hear the audio. Check this out.
Hey, my man.
How you doing, sir?
You got ID?
No,
you're going to work.
You know that guy sitting down there on the step?
No.
You know the guy that was sitting down there on the step putting his boots back on? And why were you talking to him?
I was just saying hi to him.
Why? You don't say hi to strangers.
Why not?
Not in this neighborhood.
Anything
hold
I can?
Hold on.
I just said you, sir.
No, I'm not asking you for a consent. I'm going to get off because I just told you to. Don't wait, though. You'll be on the same block as him. You get back here.
What?
And put your phone in the pocket.
Boy, I gotta put my phone in the pocket. I ain't do nothing. Come on, officer. I'm sorry. Officer. I didn't do nothing.
You're under investigation right now.
Investigation of what? I was walking.
But you know, that's not what I saw.
I was walking. I wasn't even.
You're gonna see violation and you keep running your mouth when I split your wig open.
Officer, we're gonna walk.
Keep your hands on the car.
All right.
No, he's not. He's a dirty ass. That's why. He's crooked. You got ID on you?
521. Yeah. New Jersey. This one's my grandma.
You live in New Jersey?
Yeah.
You ever been locked up before?
Yeah.
For what?
Fight.
That's all?
Yeah. My Jersey.
What's this?
What's what?
Why were you holding your phone like this?
I was holding like this, yeah, but I came out. I thought I was going to do something.
I'm 46 years old. You think I don't know what we're doing?
Recording.
Exactly.
Is it illegal?
First you told you didn't say nothing.
No, but it's not illegal for me to grab you either.
Well, yes it is.
Is it?
It feels like you're harassing me.
I
didn't do nothing. Like,
how do you know?
What you mean, how do I know?
How do you know what we know?
I don't know what you know.
All right.
So, what did I do? I didn't commit a crime.
How do we know what
I'm
you...
I'm just walking.
How do we know that?
Because you don't... I mean, I don't know.
How you know we didn't get a radio call? A guy with a black and red hat just... rob somebody on the corner.
Shit, you just searched me. Do I got anything to rob somebody?
You asked me why I stopped you. I said, how do you know that we didn't get a radio call? You're looking at it from where you are, but you're not looking at it from where we are. You don't know what we know or what we got information on, right?
You accusing me of robbing somebody?
I didn't accuse you of anything, can you hear? I said we could have got a call that somebody wearing the clothes that you're wearing just robbed somebody. That's why we stopped you. Is that wrong of us?
No.
All right.
But are you supposed to grab me up like this?
No. Grab you up? I'll grab you any way I got to. Why don't you shut up? Everybody thinks they're a lawyer and they don't know jack.
Wow. Wow. Folks, that was only 2 minutes of a 16-minute video. We are putting a link up to the, it's on YouTube. If you go to news1.com, go to news1.com, you have an opportunity to see and hear the entire video. Thank God that brother pressed record on his phone. Otherwise, the cops would say, oh, no, we didn't do that. Let's go to our guest, William Bender, a reporter with the Philadelphia Daily News. William, this is an amazing video. And I'm sure you have some people out there who want to defend the police officers. This is utterly indefensible.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous. And what you played is, like you said, it's some of the worst parts, but it goes on for a while.
And what jumped out at me is the guy says, why are you speaking to the guy back there? And these two guys said, we just said hi. We just said hi. And that's the reason for it. And I love, the guy said, I can do whatever I want with you. I can put my hands on you, all that sort of stuff. And typically, William, in these cases, it's always he said, she said. And no, that didn't happen. That's not what we said. It's a little hard for these cops. And luckily, he restarted the conversation at the beginning of the altercation. So the cops can't say, well, they cussed us out and threw stuff at us before he pressed play. We know from the outset what happened here.
Yeah, I mean, and if you listen closely, one of the I think the guy with the camera actually addressed the officer as sir. So it's not like they were mouthing off. I mean, this thing went from bad to worse within 30 seconds, and it wasn't the guys on the street that sent it in that direction.
What is the status of these two police officers?
The one officer, his name's Philip Nace. The day before, or I guess the day that we posted it online and the day before we ran a full story in the paper, I called over to the 25th District in North Philly, which is where he works, to try to reach him. And I was told that he's out on the street. Now, there was another report last night that he might have been subsequently placed on desk duty. So I'm going to check on that. But I mean, he was on the street last time I checked. The other officer, I don't know his name.
And what jumps out is, I don't care who you are, you wouldn't want these two guys on the street, because who knows who they're going to accost next? Who knows who they're going to jack up? And let's look at it from a financial standpoint for the city of Philadelphia. This could cost the city money in lawsuits.
Yeah, I mean, that's one problem. The city pays out, a good chunk of money to settle lawsuits against police officers. But, stop and frisk has been an issue in Philadelphia, and the main issue is whether police officers have reasonable suspicion when they are stopping people. And the ACLU is looking at that. They've been looking at it for a couple of years and monitoring.
So this supposedly was stop and frisk.
It certainly seems like a stop and frisk situation where you have two people walking and you stop them, require them to provide their name and search them. Yeah.
See, the reason why I am so happy this brother recorded this is because for the people who out there who defend stop and frisk, if they heard and saw this video, they would say, this makes no sense to me. This was a perfect example of two young men walking down the street, minding their own business. There was no call whatsoever. There was nothing along those lines that they should have been stopped. The cops just decided on their own, we're just going to pull you guys over. And then he goes, well, you don't know what we know. We could have gotten a call. Well, you didn't get one. And this is why I think stop and frisk is so dangerous. And frankly, when you do it, it can lead to an escalation. Luckily, these guys were respectful. But I can imagine a guy who's ticked off.
Yeah, I mean, and just to be clear, we don't know exactly what happened, prior to when the camera started rolling. But I think the video shows, it points to a problem in that the ACLU can look at, records that police generate to try to determine what percentage of stops are legal and constitutional. But what those records don't show is what happened during the stops. I mean, I'm sure the documentation of this stop is very cut and dried. It probably doesn't have anything about the officers berating the people or telling them to stay out of Philadelphia or telling them they're going to split his head open. That's something that you're never going to find unless someone records it. Yeah.
The first step is to join the movement.
Begin to mobilize and move people to action now.
Step number two, roll out.
The way I roll is, when you've shown one time you can do it, no excuses after that.
We're your centerpiece for Black Thoughts in America. It's News One Now with Roland Martin.